People in Iraq are moving slowly toward a new government. They've had an election, and this much is known. Most of the winners are new to their jobs, so there will be many new faces in parliament, which includes many women. The law requires women to hold a quarter of the seats, which means many replace men who would otherwise have won. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Overlooking the southern end of the Tigris River's hairpin turn through Baghdad, Hind El-Bideri recently inaugurated the first women's cafe in the capital. The all-female waitstaff blend up fruit shakes and also serve tall water pipes full of apple-scented tobacco to the students and families who drop in. Bideri says women would be embarrassed to smoke a pipe in front of a male waiter, but here they can relax. Despite the Chinese lanterns and the laser lights on the wall, there's a serious side to what Bideri is doing. She says all her waitresses are breadwinners. That includes Bideri herself, who has taken in the children of two brothers killed by death squads in 2006. Still, she's optimistic. Iraqi women have the ambition. We just need security, says Bideri. She approves wholeheartedly of the Iraqi law that mandates 25% of the parliament seats for women, even if it bruises some male egos. Iraqi activist Hannah Edward agrees.
Yes, quota, it means that men will lose. And this is the quota. Men will lose because women has to replace and to take the opportunity of being involved in the political life.
Edward says the group of 82 women entering Iraq's next legislature are much more qualified than those in the previous parliament, many of whom were appointed by party bosses just to fill the quota. This time it was the highest vote-getting women who got in, and a complicated system determined which men they replaced. That didn't go down so well with the men, says Edward.
But men? Oh my. Go to the elections committee and you will see so many of letters complaining, why women been, you know, replacing by us and we have votes, we have high numbers of voters and so on.
But not all of the men are opposed in principle.
This is what happened, at least for me. So my place was taken by a woman.
Mustafa El-Hitti ran for parliament in conservative Anbar province, and he admits that many of his supporters are not pleased that he will be replaced by a female candidate. Hitti is trying to take the loss in stride.
I don't feel angry for that. I am a supporter for the women in the Iraq. One of my themes was to raise the standard of the women.
Hitti ran as part of a secular list led by Ayad Alawi, a former prime minister. It may come as a surprise, though, that the top women vote-getters, and most of the women who won their seats without a boost from the quota, are from religious Shiite parties. And the woman who will replace Hitti in Anbar? Afaf Abdul Razak would only be interviewed by phone. She's effectively gone into hiding since she won. Groups like Al-Qaeda still operate in Anbar and might target a female politician. She's been moving between Anbar and Baghdad until the new parliament opens and she gets her official guard detail. Afaf is a teacher, and as a lawmaker, she's hoping to promote education along with women's rights. At the beginning, it wasn't conceivable that a woman could run, she says. But now, even in Anbar province, people will get used to the idea of having women be their voice in parliament. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.